Hey friend, welcome back to Proof to Product. I know you have a lot on your plate right now. You've got products to make, orders to ship, and about 100 decisions that you're making every day. So I do not take it lightly that you are spending time with me today, and I want to thank you for being here. Today's episode is a short, focused throwback episode designed to give you one thing that you can do today to move your business forward. No fluff, no filler, just ideas that we've shared in the past that will benefit you today. I'll link the full episode in the show notes so that if you want to listen to the full thing later, you can, but let's dive in. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Wholesale is only for large, established businesses. The truth? While it is true that some wholesale buyers may be more interested in working with established businesses, this does not mean that smaller or new businesses cannot succeed in wholesale. In fact, our community is made up entirely of thousands of brands who are selling their products to stores big and small. Many are selling to their dream stores, and majority of the people in our community are very small brands. So this is absolutely possible, and it can be done. Many wholesale buyers are open to working with newer brands, especially if the product brands have unique or high quality products. So if you're doing something unique, creative, if you have a cohesive brand, buyers are interested in that for sure. Also, I will tell you, independent brands can really stand out in the wholesale market by having that cohesive product line that we just talked about and having established sales tools, particularly a catalog that outlines wholesale terms and conditions. Those are all things we talk about at Paper Camp, but those are the types of things that make the smaller brands look polished and professional when reaching out about wholesale. The second myth is wholesale prices leave little profit. Now, here's the truth. While wholesale prices have lower profit margins than your retail prices, it is important to acknowledge that the two sales channels are very different. They have different functions, they're for different audiences, and therefore the profit margins are different. On the retail side, you will sell individual products to individual customers. Your profit margins per piece are higher, but you're selling less of those products. Wholesale, on the other hand, is a volume game. One wholesale buyer must purchase larger quantities of your product and spend a minimum dollar amount with you for you to order that on. So for you to place that order, fulfill that order, they have to meet certain requirements that are outlined in your terms and conditions. Additionally, you are the one that determines your wholesale pricing based on your production cost, your desired profit margin, and the going rate for similar products on the market. So you will know before you start selling wholesale whether or not a certain product category is viable for wholesale, or whether that's something that you should keep on the retail side of your business. So yes, wholesale prices have a different profit margin than retail, but you will know that going into it before you agree to wholesale any of these products. Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes, so definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand, and you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources to access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.